Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning to you. What a joy, what a privilege it is again, my brothers and my sisters, to come together. I looked down as I was preparing to mute the phones, and I saw the number of people who are already on the prayer call. Wow, look at God. Look at the goodness of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God. I am so grateful. I am so grateful that God has blessed me to pastor, to lead a group of people to the level that He has. You are just phenomenal. Thank you for getting up this morning. This morning, I want to continue in our conversation that we've been having for the last 2 weeks. We've been talking about praise, worship, and faith. We started off by really talking about praise and praising God for what He's done and how He's blessed you and how He's healed you and how He's made a way for you. We talked about you reflecting on the goodness of God and the mercy of God. And then we came back and we talked about the worship aspect of it, how you have to learn how to praise God your way through stuff, things that happens in your life. You got to learn how to praise your way through it. Praise, push, like the woman who had an issue of blood. She pushed and got her miracle, not knowing the outcome, but God saw the faith part of it. And then we came back and we talked about faith. The reason why we praise, the reason why we worship is because of the faith that we have in Jesus Christ. He can do anything but fail. I don't know who's on the call this morning individually, but I just want to tell somebody that our faith reminds us that the Lord our God can do anything but fail. And today, I want to start off. I got a scripture for you, but I want to start off talking about the mercy of God, the mercy of God, the love of God, the heart of God, because the mercy of God is what suits our case. Those things used to say that, you know, it's mercy that suits my case. It's God saying, I'm looking beyond your faults, and I'm catering to your need. To every person that's on our call today, whatever is happening in your life, whatever has happened in your life, we praise Him, we worship Him, we live by faith, but it's all the results of the mercy of God. I want you to live out the rest of your life recognizing, highlighting the mercy of God on your life. There should not be a moment in your life where you feel ashamed of what you've been through. You should never feel ashamed that you have done some things that were damnable in the sight of God, because it was God's mercy. Listen to me. It was God's mercy that allowed you to be where you are today. And He allowed you to be there so He can show some other sinner, some other person who's transgressed against His will, that what He's done for you, He can do for them. His mercy was not extended to you so you can live in guilt, so you can live in shame, so you can feel low and down. Yes, I regret the fact that I did not serve the Lord my total life, but I'm not going to live that out. I'm not going to live in guilt. I'm not going to live in regret. I'm going to live in thanksgiving because of the mercy of God. The mercy of God does not come to give us damnation, but the mercy of God comes that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. So if you're listening to me today, I want you to take off the religious clothing that you've had on. I want you to take off the religious hat that you've been wearing, trying to be somebody who have departed so far from your past that you don't have enough faith and remembrance to thank God and praise Him for what He's brought you through. It was the mercy of God. It was the mercy of God that got you to where you are today. Listen to what God said. He says, I sent Jesus not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Man, that blessed my socks off as I was preparing the Word of God for Sunday. And I looked at that text totally different than I've done in the past. You mean to tell me that God did not send Jesus to condemn us, but He sent Him to save us? Why do you have so many church people condemning people? Why do you have so many religious people just sending damnation on people? Because they don't understand the mercy of God. God looked beyond our faults and catered to our needs specifically. because he wants his mercy to be displayed and illustrated through our lives. So if you're here today and you're listening to me and you're feeling a little funny and remorseful to a place where you can't give God total praise, you can't give God total worship, then maybe you need to tap into understanding the mercy of God. He does not hold a scoreboard. What the Lord does is he forgives us, but it's his mercy that does it, his love towards you. You let his love abide in your life. Don't allow the enemy to put on you what God has released you from. He's released you from guilt. He's released you from shame. He's released you from hurt. He's released you from pain. Your remembrance, as I said to you last week, your remembrance is to give him glory for what he's brought you from. The things he brought you from should muster up a praise in your life. This is why I have no problem with giving God glory. I will shout wherever I am. I'll dance before the Lord. I don't care. Listen, those of you who know me know it don't take much for me to start shouting. I was talking to a preacher yesterday who is a new member at our church, and I was sharing how I'm big on reflecting on the goodness of God, because when you think about it, it makes you want to shout about it. It makes you want to dance about it. I don't understand these people who just sit in church and look pious and deep. When I think of what God has got me through, when I think of how it could have went another way, I can't help but give him praise. But I got to remember, it's his mercy, his love towards me that keeps me connected to him. Today, if you get nothing else out of the time of prayer and meditation, I want you to get this. It's God's mercy. It's God's mercy why he gives you another chance. It's God's mercy why you have messed up so many times in your life and he didn't destroy you or allow your enemies to destroy you or allow the enemy to destroy you. Today, I want you to lift your head and be lifted up. Today, I want you to celebrate the goodness of God, which is the mercy of God, the love of God, the kindness of God. This is what I want you to do. I want you not to allow the enemy to steal one extra moment from your life. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. And the only way that you can have that life is that you yield to his mercy. As a youngster growing up in church, I didn't understand Sister Wilhelmina Dice, who would say, mercy is what suits my case. I would see Deacon Stroman when he was praying, he'd say, Lord, send your mercy. And I didn't understand it. I just thought you just had to ask for forgiveness and that's it. But as I grew older, I knew it's his love that keeps drawing him to me. His love for me is what draws him to me. And I'm not by myself. It's not just for me. It's for you. So don't you dare allow another day to go by without you giving him glory for his mercy. Give him glory for his mercy. Give him glory for his mercy. Thank you, Lord. Because it's your mercy that woke me up this morning. It's your mercy that's starting me on my way. It's your mercy that's going to give me something to eat. It's your mercy that's going to cover my car when I'm driving to work. It's your mercy that's going to keep my children who's not in my current presence. And even the ones who are in my presence, it's your mercy that's going to hold me tight and won't let me fall. Saints of God, today is the day, the first day of the rest of your life, and I want you to reflect and strengthen yourself in God's mercy. It does not give you a license to sin, but it gives you a license to live free. That's what it does. It gives you the license to live free. We're going through so much in this world. We're going through a president that just lied to lie. He just lied to lie to lie, and we know he's lying, and the people who support him know he's lying, and they still support him. My hope is not built in this world. My hope is not built in a president. My hope is built in Jesus. He's my anchor. He's my source. But most of all, he's the mercy that God has sent to this world to give us another chance and another chance and another chance. So as I was reflecting upon what text could I use to illustrate my overwhelming gratitude for the mercy of God, I reflected on David. David, when he was sharing with the people of God, he began to share his overwhelming joy in Psalms 107. That's the text of today. Psalms 107. I'm only going to read one verse, but Psalms 107, read the whole verse. You get a clear understanding of his gratitude, the mercy of God. Listen to what he says as he reflects in praise. Listen to what he says. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Oh, wow. When I read scripture, I get excited. I just go get overwhelmed because I'm grateful for what God has done and is doing. Listen to David again as he encourages the saints who are following him. He says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Tell me why, David. Tell me why I need to give thanks to the Lord. The first thing he says to qualify giving thanks to the Lord is for he is good. He is good. And then what he does is he put a little icing on the cake to tell you about his goodness. His goodness is reflected in his mercy. And his mercy never stops. It never ceases. For he says, endures forever. Because David had been through some stuff. David had watched some stuff. But David recognize, had it not been for the mercy of God, he would not even be able to preach to the people he was preaching to, pastor the people that he was pastoring. And that's why I give him glory. That's why I give him honor. That's why I give him praise. Because I know if it wasn't for mercy, I wouldn't even be with you right now. If it wasn't for mercy, I wouldn't be able to talk to you. But thanks be to God who has given us mercy. Because that's what suited our case. Listen to me carefully. Paul, the apostle, who was the champion of the New Testament, one-third of the whole New Testament, he wrote it. And listen to what Paul understood, and he understood the hook and the power of God's mercy when he asked the litany of questions on what can separate us from the love of God, the mercy of God. What is it that could separate us from God's mercy? And after listing a litany of things, could this do it? Could that do it? Could this do it? Could that do it? He come to the conclusion that nothing could separate us from the love, the power of God's mercy, because it's everlasting. There is no limit to God's love for you. Because if you look at your life, if anybody else would have experienced what you did to them that you did to the Lord, they would have never spoke to you again in their lives. But guess what? He still loves you. Guess what? He still wakes you up. Guess what? He still keeps you in your right mind. To my brothers, my sisters who are hearing me today, let us not use this as a moment where we can have a license to do wrong, but let us use this as a moment to get into a deep devotional prayer of thanksgiving. Thank you, Father, for your mercy. Mercy is God displaying his unconditional limits for his longing for us. That's what mercy is. God saying, I see it, but I want to save you from it. God said, I understand you did it, but I want to do something for you. Do you understand what mercy is? Mercy is not what some other folks try to do and throw back up in your face. He throws it in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember it again. My sister, my brother, I want you to understand there's a need for praise in your life. if it's for no other reason, it's for God's mercy. There's a difference between grace and mercy, because sometimes we put them two things together. Mercy speaks to God's forgiveness and release of our transitions, our transactions and transgressions. But His mercy, it speaks of His love for us, and it's His mercy that causes grace to produce the effectiveness of God's release of the things that we've done. I thank God for mercy today. I don't know where you are. I don't know what's going on in your life, but I thank God for mercy today. I'm going to get up and I'm going to move about. I'm going to be at the church. I'm going to be different places. I got appointments, but every second I think about, I want to think about the mercy of God. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. You didn't have to cover me, but you loved me. You didn't have to forgive me, but you loved me anyhow. Sister, don't try to be deep today. I want you to release yourself into the mercies of God and let the mercy of God overwhelm you with joy. Let the mercy of, don't think about yourself. Be selfless today and think about the mercy of God. It will muster up a praise that you've never seen before. Because listen, you could have had a heart attack. The last time you were sick, you could have died. When you caught COVID, you could have been depleted. But God's mercy said, give her another chance. God's mercy said, give him another chance. I messed up. I told the church on Sunday, I messed up so much until I'm just grateful that God even knew my name. And then I went a little bit further and I said, some of y'all talking about stuff you did 20 years ago. I'm talking about just yesterday. None of us lived a perfect life. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we sin every day by omission and commission. Some things we did on purpose, some things we didn't even know we did, and we did it. Just like when that car passed you, you had that nasty attitude. That's sin. But it was the mercy of God that says, I'm going to look beyond that. I'm going to forgive because I love her. I love him. My brother, my sister, today is the day of thanksgiving. Today is mercy. And I want you to thank him for his mercy. I want you to thank him for his mercy. Somebody asks you, somebody call you, what did Reverend talk about today? You tell him. He talked about mercy. He talked about love. And the same love that the Lord, listen to this, the same love that the Lord extends to us, that our God extends to us, he expects us to replicate it. Go ahead and extend some love, some mercy to somebody else. Don't hold nobody hostage. Go ahead and extend some mercy to them. Because God is saying, you're a Christian, you're to be like me. It's mercy, saints. The first week we talked about praise. The second week we talked about worship. The third week we talked about faith or time of prayer and meditation. And now we're talking about mercy. I want to stick with this because God is speaking to us. God is strengthening us. God is making us whole. Mercy, mercy, the power of God's everlasting mercy is what I want to tag this. The power of it, the power of mercy. So the question is simple. Why is God's mercy everlasting? Why, Pastor? Could you just give it to me and I'll understand it better? Because I know what I did. I know where I've been. I know some of the circumstances that I found myself in that I caused. Why is God's mercy everlasting? Why does he keep on loving me? Why does he keep on loving me? Nobody. People told me, I love you, and then they leave me. But God sticks with me. Why is this, Pastor? I know I've not done right. I know I've done wrong. I know I've transgressed. And he keeps sticking to me. He's like a postal stamp. He sticks with me until I get delivered every time. Why? Why? Here's number one. We are his creation. That's why. What he established, he wants to perfect through his love. And everybody who always want to bring damnation and down people and criticize people, you're not in the Word of God. You're not a part of the kingdom of God. You're just out there because somebody taught you how to beat up on people. God did not call us to be bullies. God called us to love people. And in loving people, you have to teach them. You have to train them. You have to help them to understand the better way. We are His creation. We are His creation. He established us, and He does not want His creation lost because He loved His creation. Listen to me very carefully. He sent Jesus into the world not to condemn it, but He sent Him in the world to save it because of His mercy. And we are His creation. That's why He keeps loving you. That's why He keeps standing by you. That's why He's not letting you go. That's why when you're going into a fit and you want to do what you want to do and He's stopping you and holding you and keeping you, and guess what? It's all derived from His mercy and His love for His creation. He created you, not your job. He created you, not your pastor. He created you, not your mama and daddy. And because He created you, He loved you. He didn't form you and then He wants to forfeit on you. No. He created you, and He created you with a purpose. But there's another reason why. Why, Pastor? Why? Okay. He created. We are His creation. But then the second one is, He is our creator. Now, Pastor, it seems like you're talking about the same thing. Pastor, you're talking about the same thing. You said we are His creation, and then you gave me the second point. Your second point is, He is our creator. See, what you're formed of produces who you are. Because He is our creator, we are in His hands and He is the potter. And everything He made is good. Let me tell you one thing He made that turned on Him. Free will. It is the free will that our creator gave us that Satan used against Him. And as our creator, He uses His mercy to bring us back to Him. He created us. Yes, that was the first one. We are His creation. But as the creator, He recognizes that He Himself gave us free will. And with that free will, we have done some horrible things, but He's showing us with mercy, I can love you past your transgressions. I can love you past the things you've done wrong. But there's a third one. There's a third one. We are His creation. He is our creator. And guess what? This is why God's mercy is everlasting. It is His cause. Well, Pastor, wait a minute now. He's our creator. We are His creation. And it's His cause? Yes, yes. It's God's mission to reclaim His creation. When Paul said, what can separate us from the love of God? What Paul was trying to hint at was, God wants you. God wants you. He wants you right at like you are so that He can get you and make you who you were intended to be. With all of your mistakes, with all of your shortcomings, He wants to make sure that He got you. And so that He can perfect you and make you into who He has created you to be. It is His mission to wrap Himself in flesh. It was His mission to come into this world, to live among us, to suffer and die for us, to go into a grave on the third day morning to rise up with all power so that we can be reconnected to Him. It is His cause. So today, I want you to thank Him. I want you to praise Him for His mercy. His mercy is what produced all of this. And I need you to hear that today. I need you to walk with your head up high today. I want you to tell the enemy, get thee behind me. that old Pentecostal way. Get thee behind me, Satan. No, 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 no. I know I've done wrong, and that's why I'm going to praise God harder. That's why I'm going to give him glory more. Because he looked beyond my faults, and he catered to my needs. Don't allow your shortcomings from the past to deter you from giving him glory. Your shortcomings of the past should erect a stronger praise because of who he is and his mercy that endureth forever. The psalmist tells us this morning, he tells us very clearly, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. I hear y'all get on the call every Monday and every Wednesday, and you'll say the Lord is good all the time, and all the time the Lord is good. And we have all these cliches, but let me tell you something. It is nothing like a cliche. It is a reality. And God is saying, I dare you to act it out. I dare you to show me how good I am. Give thanks. And if you need a reason, here's your reason. His mercy endures forever. That's the reason. His mercy, I got to go. I looked at the time. I'm out of time. His mercy endures forever. His mercy helps me. His mercy heals me. His mercy lifts me. His mercy gives me another chance. His mercy. Wake up, sister. Wake up, brother. It's time to understand the mercy of God, because it's the mercy of God that has kept you all these years. When you were sinning and grinning, God's mercy covered you and protected you. And if you don't know what mercy is, it's his love. He loved you. He loved you. As a matter of fact, can I cuss this morning? He loved the hell out of you. And yet that's why you were able to survive what you survived. He loved you beyond your place of damnation to the place of holiness where you are today. God's mercy is what suits our case. Pray with me this morning. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you, God, for your goodness, your kindness, and your tender mercies. We thank you, God, for grace, and we thank you for favor. We thank you, God, for your mercy, your mercy, your mercy. It has blessed us. It has healed us. It has looked beyond our faults, and it has catered to our needs. And if we have no other reason to give you praise, if we have no other reason to give you glory, if we have no other reason to give you honor, that alone will cause me to almost lose my mind. Because God, when I think about what you have done, when I think about the things you got me through, when I think about how you just opened up door after door after door, it is your mercy. I don't deserve it. I acknowledge it. We, the people who are praying to you right now, we acknowledge we don't deserve it. But God, you look beyond what we deserve, because we deserve damnation. We deserve hell. We deserve bad things. But God, you look beyond it, and you cater to our need. And God, we thank you. We pray for the spirits and the souls of our people who are listening to me today. Let my voice become your voice and extend mercy in their lives, mercy in their situations, mercy in what they're going through, in the name of Jesus. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. This morning we lift up Sister Tanya Hayward. God bless her. Heal her. Thank you for the miracles. Thank you for the mercy that you've extended upon her life. We pray for Trustee and Brother Charles Myers. Thank you for the mercy that you've extended over their lives. We pray for Sister Wanda Jones. Thank you for the mercy that you've extended over her life. We pray for Sister Ashley and Sister Michelle Murray. We thank you for the mercy that you've extended over their lives. We pray for Brother Ben Mobley. Thank you for the mercy that you've extended over their lives. And Father, for every person who can hear my voice, I pray that you will give them strength and power. But most of all, God, I thank you for the mercy that you have extended over their lives. Father, for those who have brought prayer lists to the call, Father, there's so many needs. So much people are praying for so much everywhere. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the mercy that you've given them, keeping them alive. And even though they are going through various things, thank you for the mercy for sticking with them. Father, this morning, I want to end our time of prayer and meditation thanking you for your mercy. Your mercy is what suited our case. And we give you glory. Father, we give you honor. And we give you praise. This is our prayer in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Pastor. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
Everybody have a blessed day.
Save our soul, Lord. Everyone have a wonderful week and good month and all. Save our soul.
Being recorded.
Save our soul, Lord.